Tonight, say around 9, the moon floats conspicuously as a half-moon. Any small telescope, or even powerful binoculars, will reveal lots of craters and lunar mountains. Because tonight through Monday is the best time in July to aim any kind of optics at the moon. You can also look far to the moon's right and see the sky's brightest star, which is actually the planet Jupiter. And far to the moon's left is the planet Saturn, though this might be a little challenging because it's bright rather than super bright. But still, we're having fun, and it's much easier than trying to pass the bar exam. But what if we want to look deeper? On the moon's left side are a couple of medium bright stars close by. Since the moon is in the constellation of Libra, these little stars are Libra's alpha and beta stars, its main ones. The upper one is named Zubeni Shimali. When I was a teenager, I mispronounced it as Zubeni Shimali, although no one ever corrected me. Same with the little star to the lower left of tonight's half moon. This one is Zubeni Al-Janubi, which I also mispronounced wrongly when I was 15. Turns out, these Arabic names refer to claws. They mean the northern claw and the southern claw. But hold on, Libra is supposed to be a set of scales, the kind you hold up and weigh vegetables with. How can a scale have claws? This sounds straight out of a nightmare. It's because if you look further left, you see the grand constellation of Scorpius. On its right side, to the upper right of Scorpius's single bright star, the famous orange supergiant Antares, are three stars that form the scorpion's claws. Well, long ago, these claws were visualized as much longer and extended all the way to what is now Libra. That's why Zubeni Shimali is named the Northern Claw. Just in case you always wondered. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.